Today's shiur is Masechta Bava Metzia Daf Mem Hei. We will begin on Mem Dalet Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom of L'man D'Omer. We, in the previous shiur, we quoted the end of the shiur, we learned the Machlokes B'Sham Beis Hillel, what is considered the Tiva, what is considered the currency, and what is considered the Peira, what is considered the commodity. So we had two ways of understanding Machlokes B'Sham Beis Hillel. B'Sham's opinion was that Kesef is the currency, both regarding when we do a sale and when we redeem Ma'aser Sheni. Or Beis Hillel hold that gold is primarily the primary currency. Says the Gemara Uman D'Amar, according to the Uman D'Amar, Af Papiris Adinah Machlokes, that even when we're redeeming Paris, there's a machlokes between Beis Sham and Beis Hillel, what is considered currency. Ask the Gemara Adam Mifligi, instead of saying that the machlokes Beis Sham and Beis Hillel is Beslam al Dinri, Lifloig, they should even say Paris al Dinri. That if when we speak about Paris, we say that according to Beis Shammai versus real Paris, gold is considered a commodity, certainly that it will be considered gold. Gold will be considered that way versus silver. Why did they choose to speak about Paris? And answers the Gemara, if they were limiting the machloikas to the case of Paris or Dinrim, have a meaning, I would think, honey, when do we have the machloikas Beis Sham Beis Hillel? That's with Paris or Dinrim. Because he's going to consider under those circumstances gold as a matbeya. That's when Beis Hillel is going to say that. Av b'slom madinri. Maybe when we speak about silver and gold coins, maidlan Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, maybe under those circumstances Beis Hillel agrees that the havel gab kaspa, when we can compare gold to silver, the gold is considered peira hava. The gold is considered a commodity. Therefore, in other words, if we were only speaking about the way to redeem Paris, we would think that everybody agrees that silver versus gold, silver is the currency. And therefore, we can't redeem silver on gold. The only machlokes is, how do we look at gold when we want to redeem Paris? That Beis Hillel is going to hold that that's considered a commodity, a currency. Beis Hillel is going to hold, Beis Sham is going to hold that even in those circumstances, it's considered a commodity. So that's why the Tanna chose to teach us the machloikis by Chil Siloim al Dinrim, coins, silver and coins, Kamash Milan, to teach us that Beis Hillel is going to hold that gold is always considered currency, even compared to silver. But Beis Shammai will disagree in both cases. He's going to hold that Zov is always considered a commodity. Testayim, so Gemara wants to say, I'll prove to you that Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is regarding a situation of redeeming Paris on gold coins. The Rabbi Yochanan who dom and mechalim, and Rabbi Yochanan is the one that holds we can't redeem Paris on gold coins, even if it's gold coins versus Paris, because Beis Shammai, Rabbi Yochanan's whole opinion is that Beis Shammai holds that gold is never considered a coin. Dom Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan says also lilvis dinner al dinner. You're not allowed to borrow a dinner with the intention to repay back the dinner. And very much connected to the halacha we discussed in our previous year of sub saw. And the question is, when the halacha said that we're not allowed to borrow, Rabbi Yochanan says, we're not allowed to borrow a coin to pay back a coin, then the demai, what type of coin was referring to? Elam b'dinishal kesef, b'dinishal kesef, that somebody wants to exchange a silver coin for another silver coin. Ask the Gemara, Gaba Nafshe. Nobody holds that when you have two of the same type of coins that it should be considered, one should be considered only a commodity. Everybody agrees that's considered a coin. Would there be any opinion that holds under those circumstances the lav tivahava, that it's not considered a coin? Elipshita, what it's speaking about here is where you want to exchange a dinashal zov, the dinashal zov, one coin, one gold coin for another gold coin. Ask the Gemara, who, and Rabbi Yochanan is saying that that is not acceptable. Ask the Gemara, Laman, according to which opinion would Rabbi Yochanan be saying this? Ela beis Hillel, if we're going to want to say that he's saying this according to the opinion of beis Hillel, that's difficult to say. Because Hamri, beis Hillel's opinion is that gold is always tivahav, is always considered a coin. Elav, he's saying it according to beis Shammai. So we see from here that it's Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that according to beis Shammai, you can never consider gold as a coin. Says the Maloi. That's not necessarily the way we understand, have to understand what Rabbi Yochanan says. Lo'elam emlach Rabbi Yochanan d'ama mechalilin, you could always use gold coins to redeem Paris. Shani havo, but the reason Rabbi Yochanan says you can't lend, you can't borrow a gold coin to pay back a gold coin, is because whenever we speak about a loan, shani havo, kimet el yemekach mekach shavu rabbonin kiperi. Since the Rabbanan's opinion is that when we're exchanging gold, when we have a gold coin and a silver coin, the gold coin is considered the commodity, the payra, and the silver is considered the coin. We say that the gold goes up in value, and it's the silver that's always considered a currency and stays uniform. So that's why, since in that circumstance, we learned that gold is a commodity. So when we speak about Hava as well, we don't want to change and say sometimes gold is a commodity and sometimes gold is a currency. So as Beis Shammai says, it's always considered a commodity. And Hocham Nami Mistabra, that's the right way to understand that it's a considered always, that's the way he learns. The Chios and Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bava, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Apish Omer Osa Lulvas Dinner by Dinner, you can't borrow a dinner to pay back a dinner, Ava Mechal and Masa Sheni Elav. What do we see? That when it comes to Hilchus Ribis, there we consider gold as a commodity. But when it comes to use it to redeem Paris, it's considered a currency. Now, obviously, Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about a gold coin, and he's saying that Beis Shammai's opinion is that even though gold coins compared to silver are considered a commodity, and therefore, since it's considered a commodity under those circumstances, you can't borrow gold coin to pay back a gold coin, there, still, he will hold that you could use it to redeem Maaseh Sheni fruit. Because compared to fruit, gold coins are going to be considered a currency. Because it's difficult, says the Gemara, to assume that Rabbi Yochanan is saying his opinion according to Beis Hillel, that if that gold, that silver is considered a commodity, and therefore the halacha is that you can't use silver, you can't borrow a silver coin to pay back a silver coin. And what he's come to say, and Rabbi Yochanan is saying, but you can use it to redeem Maaseh Sheni, because the halacha that you could redeem Maaseh Sheni on a silver coin, everybody agrees to. It's an explicit Mishnah that is the halacha. And therefore, that can't be what Rabbi Yochanan is coming to teach us. Shmamna, from here we're coming to say that Rabbi Yochanan is coming to teach us that according to Beis Shammai, even though gold is considered a commodity when it comes gold versus silver coin. And because gold is considered a commodity versus a silver coin, we extend that to say that we can't borrow a gold coin with the intention to pay back a gold coin, but he still agrees that we can use a gold coin to redeem Maaseh Sheni Paris. Says the Gemara again, to try to understand the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Toshma, the Mishnah Masechta Maaseh Sheni Perek Bey's Mishnah Ches tells us, HaPoyret Sel Memoyos Maaseh Sheni. That means if somebody has a coin of Maaseh Sheni and he has a lot of small copper coins and he wants to combine those copper coins to one larger silver coin. And the reason he's doing it, because it's easier to bring that to Yerushalayim, not have to schlep many small coins. B'shamem b'chol ha'sel mos, he could take all of his copper coins and make them into one big silver coin. B'shil's opinion is, you shouldn't do that. Shekel kesef, half of the coins should be used for making into a silver coin, and the other half he should have a leave as copper coins. And the reason is because when he's going to get to Yerushalayim, which is what you have to do with the money of Maaseh Sheni, when he's going to get to Yerushalayim, you have to buy food with those coins. Now, if everybody says Beis Hillel at this point of the Gemara, when they get to Yerushalayim, are only going to come with big silver coins, they're going to come to the Shulchani to break them down to smaller coins. And that, because of the law of supply and demand, the value of Prutus will go up. And because the value of Prutus will go up, it'll cost you more for that exchange. And the Maaseh Sheni will lose out because you're using Maaseh Sheni funds for this. And that's why Beis Hillel says, Rashi explains, that everybody should keep some copper coins with them so that they should be able to use that to buy food that they need immediately, and they won't need to run to the money changer and drive up the price. So we see that the halacha is, that's the special halacha. Now, according to what we're learning now, says the Aruch HaShulchan Asid, as long as you have copper coins with you, then you could exchange, that you should have for your basic immediate needs, the halacha doesn't require that you should not be able to exchange more than half of your copper coins. The point is, we want you to remain with some copper coins. But now the Rishonim ask a fantastic question. According to the way we're learning now, so Beis Shammai is being lenient, and he's letting you exchange all of your copper coins into silver coins. And Beis Hillel is not. We know that the fourth parak of Masechta Idyos lists all the areas of halacha where Beis Shammai is more lenient than Beis Hillel. And the question is, why is this not listed as one of those cases where Beis Shammai is being lenient and letting you change all your coins for silver and Beis Hillel is not? So Tosfos says, because that's not the reason. Because Beis Hillel's opinion is that by doing it at one, if you're going to break down this on a more often basis, Maaseh Sheni loses out, as we just explained. And causing the Maaseh Sheni to lose out cannot be considered a kula. Another reason, Tosfos says, is that if you're going to be able to make your coins into leave them copper coins, apparently the copper coins will get ruined quicker than the silver coins. And therefore, Beis Hillel is being the lenient opinion and not requiring you to make your copper coin silver. He's not worried that the silver coin is going to, that the copper coin is going to get ruined. And Beis Shammai wants you to make all your copper coins silver because he is worried that your copper coins are going to get ruined. Says the Gemara, I don't understand that according to Beis Shammai, according to Beis Hillel, everybody agrees you could take Maaseh Sheni produce and use it you could exchange it for copper coins. The only question is, what do you do with the copper coins afterwards? Ask the Gemara. Hashtel Beis Shammai, legabe prita mechalilin. If we're saying, according to Beis Shammai, we could exchange Maaseh Sheni for copper coins, certainly legabe dahava. The Gemara is saying now that gold is, the Gemara is assuming now that gold is considered more current, more of a type of a currency than copper. So if we're allowing Maaseh Sheni to be exchanged for copper, certainly Beis Shammai will allow that we could use it for, we could use gold for exchange. But now the Rishonim ask a question. In our previous shiur, we had a machlokes. The Mishnah spoke about silver and gold, silver and copper. Mishnah never spoke about gold and copper. And we quoted in our shiur a machlokes when we have gold coins versus copper coins, which is considered the coin and which is considered the currency. From our Gemara, the Gemara, from what the Gemara just said, isn't it obvious that the Gemara considers gold more of a coin than copper? So how could there be a machlokes? So Rishonim answered, with that machlokes that we quoted in our previous year and this Gemara are really not connected. There we were talking about, like we said, you have copper coins and gold coins, and we need to decide which is more currency. Here we're not talking about that type of a situation. Here we're speaking about a situation where we want to redeem Maaseh Sheni. In a case where we want to redeem Maaseh Sheni, everybody agrees that gold is considered more of a currency than copper. And since everybody agrees that in those circumstances, gold is considered more of a currency than copper, it has nothing to do with the machlokes that we said yesterday. Says the Gemara, this is not a raya, because we could really say that under normal circumstances, Beis Shammai will hold you can't redeem Maaseh Sheni for coins. But the Shani Priti, not for gold coins. Why can we use copper coins? Because, says the Gemara, we're speaking about a specific type of a place. And in this specific place, Asur the Sagint Harifi, in a place where there's abundance of copper coins, they're certainly considered currency. And that's what we are referring to. Says the Gemara, Lishna Chirin Amrilei. But there's a different version of the machloikis of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in understanding the machloikis of Bisham Beisil. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, charam a machloikis besloim. If you could take coins that have kedushas Maaseh Sheni al dinrim, can you use them for exchange them for gold coins? Bisham Beisavri, that you can. The pasuk says, "Nosata kesef, v'tzarta kesef v'yotcha v'lachta l'makom." From here we learn, HaKesef HaRishon, we started with the Maaseh Sheni produce, which we exchanged for silver coins, and that was permissible. One can maybe even argue that it was encouraged, but not Kesef Sheni. You can't now take those silver coins and exchange them for gold coins. On the other hand, Beis Hillel Savri, Beis Hillel says HaKesef, the Torah, the pasuk that we just read, uses the word HaKesef, Kesef Reba. The Torah says the word Kesef twice to teach us afil Kesef Sheni. You could exchange the Maaseh Sheni produce for silver, and then that could be exchanged for gold. Aval Paris, when we take about the actual Paris of Maaseh Sheni, Al Dinrim, to exchange him the first time for gold coins, says the Gemara, the V'yakob Machalilin. Everybody will agree that that is acceptable. The Kati, Kesef Rishonhu. Because according to this version, the entire discussion is only when we come to exchange it that a second time, but not a first time. The Charamer, and the other one says, in understanding the opinion of Beis Shammai, there's nothing to do with Kesef Rishon or Kesef Sheni. A Paris al Dinarim, to ever take Maaseh Sheni produce and use it to exchange for gold, Nami Machloikis. Because Beis Shammai's opinion perhaps is, according to this opinion, we don't know if it's Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, is that gold is never considered coins. Ask the Gemara, Lamandam, according to this opinion, Siloim Adinara Machloikis. Because the Machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is that, are you allowed to do Kesef Sheni? Adam, if we give a Siloim Adinarim, why are we speaking about a case where we're exchanging silver coins for gold coins? Lifgi, besloim, magasloim. If you allow exchange small coin, small silver coins for larger silver coins? Answers the Gemara. If their machlokes was limited, silver for silver, the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are only talking about silver on silver. That av b'sloim al dinrin, maybe for takes silver for gold. Maydul Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Maybe Beis Hillel will agree to Beis Shammai that the havel gab of kas for perihi, that gold is always considered a commodity. V'leim chalina, you can never do it to avoid making that machloikis kamashmalon, that even this case Beis Hillel holds that zav is considered a currency, and therefore you may do so. Toshma. So the Gemara wants to prove that this new consideration of Kesef Rishon and Kesef Sheni is not really halachically sound. Toshma Pirate Seller Shemaisa Sheni Birushalayim. If somebody brought a seller of Maisa Sheni money to Yerushalayim, and now he wants to exchange it for smaller coins, he could take and break it down to small coins all at one time. What he should do is he should take that and take half of the seller for a shekel kesef, and the rest he could take for copper coins. Says the Gemara, if we could take silver coins and exchange for copper coins, we're not concerned kesef rishon like kesef sheni, we're not concerned about this type of exchange, legabe de hava, so when we want to exchange the silver coin for gold, which is certainly the choshemine, which is even more significant, if we exchange silver coins for copper, we should certainly be allowed to exchange it for gold. And here, and how can we say that Beis Shammai holds kesef sheni is us, Amar Rava? The question you just asked doesn't begin. Here, this brisa, this mishnah, frankly, that we're learning now, is when we're ready in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim Kamaisus, you're asking a question when they already find themselves in Yerushalayim. Shani Yerushalayim, once they find themselves in Yerushalayim, the Ksibbe, where the Torah says about the person already arrives to Yerushalayim, Nosati HaKesef B'Kol HaShatav HaNafshcha B'Bokar HaTzoyim, so then, of course, there's no halach of Kesef Rishon and Kesef Sheni. So again, the Gemara wants to prove that there really is no such concept of Kesef Rishon of Kesef Sheni. Tashma, HaPoyret Selam HaMos Maaseh Sheni. If somebody takes payers of Maaseh Sheni and he redeems them on copper coins, and now he wants to take those copper coins and exchange them for a silver coin, he could take all of the copper coins and take a big silver coin. Half he should leave as copper, and half he could do for silver. But as we learned earlier, we want him to keep some copper for when he arrives to Yerushalayim. So we see clearly that Beis Shammai is not concerned about exchanging the money twice. Because here, as we just learned, we're not yet in Yerushalayim, and Beis Shammai is saying that we could take the silver, the copper coins, and exchange them to gold coins. So we see that we could take the copper coins and exchange them for silver coins, and we're not concerned about Kesef Rishon or Kesef Sheni. We're not concerned about a double redemption. El Kulama says the Gemara, everybody agrees, Kesef Rishon, that you could do a double exchange. I feel Kesef Sheni. Elitmed Rav Yoichan Rishim Ben Lakish, how are we to explain the Machloikis of Yoichan Rish Lakish and understanding the Machloikis of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? Hachitma. Charam Machloikis B'Sloim. If you have silver coin and exchange this, you had Maaseh Sheni, you redeem the Maaseh Sheni for silver coins, and now you want to exchange it for gold coins. Beis Shammai's opinion is Gazrin and Shema Yishal Yosef. Obviously, gold coins, to have enough money to get a gold coin takes time. The Zilman were concerned. You don't have enough silver coins to turn them into gold coins. And therefore, you're going to wait to accumulate more silver coins. And waiting to accumulate silver coins to change it for gold coins is dangerous because you may end up using the Ma'aser Sheni, not in Yerushalayim. Beisel is savri, and Beisel is not concerned. Loi gazrin Hashem v'yashav al Yosef. If you don't accumulate enough silver coins to make them into gold, you'll go with the silver coin. Avol peiris al dinrim, to exchange the Ma'aser Sheni peiris for gold coins, everybody will agree that you could do. Why? The kivin the markavi, because here we're not talking about coins. Here we're talking about the actual fruit. So even if we'll say that there is a concern that you're going to wait with the coins, with the silver coin, and not go to Yerushalayim, you're not worried about that because coins don't get spoiled. But food gets spoiled. So nobody's going to say, well, let me wait till I have enough fruit to be able to buy a gold coin. Even to exchange the fruit for gold is machloikus. Says Beis Shammai, that with, even in this case, I am concerned that he's going to not exchange, if he wants to get a gold coin, he's going to get delayed, and the fruit is going to get ruined. Beis Hillel holds, we're not concerned. Says the Gemara. So according to this, so this second version says that really, midaraisa, you could exchange Ma'aser Sheni for gold. It's just there's a new concern that Beis Shammai has articulated. Shema Yishali Yosef. We don't want you to delay taking this Ma'aser Sheni up to Yerushalayim. Hani Datani, we could understand the Mishnah uses the words Yasa Veloyasa. Beis Shammai Meloyasa Adam Sloim Dinirizoim Beisil Matirim. The word Yasa Eloyasa indicates we don't want you to do it. That means even though technically it's permissible, we don't want you to do it. But ask the Gemara. According to the version that they're arguing, if Midaraisa, you could exchange Ma'aser Sheni for gold, so then the wording of the Mishnah should have been Mechalalina v'loy Mechalalina Mebaile. And the Gemara says, Kasha, that indeed is a very strong question. In our Gemara, we've been discussing about under which circumstances you could use Ma'aser Sheni and how you can make the exchange. The Shas Chuvas Lahiris Nosson, Chelik Aleph, Simon Mem Hay, says somebody, and we're learning in our Gemara, one of the big considerations of our Gemara has clearly been that we want to protect the Ma'aser Sheni produce, we want to protect the Ma'aser Sheni currency, that it should be taken to Yerushalayim in a timely fashion. It shouldn't get ruined, as we just discussed. So the Gemara, so he discusses a situation where somebody's using his Meiser money to use it to travel overseas from Chutz Lartz to Yisrael, from Etz Yisrael to Chutz Lartz, to go visit his Rebbe. So he's not that focused in that tshuva about is that a legitimate use of your Meiser money? And I think the reason he's not is because the halacha is that when you designate your Ma'aser money, you have a right to make a decision what mitzvah use you're going to use your Ma'aser Sheni money. Your Ma'aser money, that's not Ma'aser Sheni, your Ma'aser money. And therefore, since you're allowed to make that decision, you decided you're going to use it for that purpose. The teshuva that he has there is a person obligated to try to travel in the least expensive fashion to preserve the Ma'aser money, a concept that we've learned in our Gemara, and he says that it seems that, and he brings different examples, where we see that Moshe Rabbeinu was conservative in his spending, and throughout, they were always concerned not to waste money. The Shas HaTshuvas B'Tzel HaChochma discusses a situation where somebody could travel to do a mitzvah with a bus, or he could travel with a plane. And he questions that obviously traveling with an airplane is more expensive. May he use that money for that purpose? So first he does discuss, are you allowed to use Ma'aser money to travel to a wedding. So again, he says, you have to know the circumstances. A, certainly it has to be a situation where you, when you designated the money, that was what you had in mind that you're going to use that ma'aser money for. He also says that the halacha is that, let's say the couple that's getting poor, that's getting married, really needs people to come to the wedding. And therefore, he says maybe he could use the ma'aser money. But the question is, can he travel by plane? Does he have to travel by bus? So he says, again, you have to look at the circumstances. And if he's going to have to travel by bus, he won't go. Well, it's going to be very hard for him. Maybe we could be lenient. Another very important aspect that emanates from this Gemara is when we speak about silver and we speak about gold, what we clearly see from these sugyas is that silver is considered, and perhaps even gold, are both considered a commodity, a currency, and not a commodity. And therefore, it's very relevant for Hilchis Shalach Manas. Because the halacha is, when we speak about Shalach Manas on Purim, we're supposed to give commodity, not currency. And therefore, we can't be yoytze the mitzvah of Shalach Manas with giving money. We have to give food. The pasuk says in Megillas Rus, V'zois lefnim b'Yisrael, al gula v'atmura, l'kayim tol dover. The Torah is speaking about, the pasuk is speaking about how a kinyan can be accomplished. Sholf ish naloi, v'nosnu l'reyeyu. And the Gemara explained, and the Gemara teaches, we're going to learn this mitzvah shema daf mem zayin, al gula is referring to a mechira, when you sell something, and tamura is a chalipin, and the way it's accomplished, sholf ish naloi v'nosan l'reyehu. And there's a number of types of kinyonim. One is a regular sale that certainly everybody agrees meshicha works. Some agree that even midaraisa, you could do a mechira with kesef. Then you have chalipin, which is a barter. You exchange two different items that in your mind are equal value. And now we're going to focus about kinyan, what we call kinyan chalipin, kinyan sudar, where one person gives a different, the other person, and we're going to see who is the person that has to give it, something that's symbolic to show it as a kinyan. So says the Gemara, Itmar, Rav and Levi, we have Machloikus Rav and Levi, Chad Omer, Matbeya Nasa Chalipin, a coin can be used to affect the Chalipin, the Chad Omer, and the other man Dharma holds, Ein Matbeya Nasa Chalipin. You can't use a coin to make a Chalipin. Omer Rapapa, says Rapapa, my time of the man Omer, Ein Matbeya Nasa Chalipin. What is the reason that he would hold that you can't use a coin to make Chalipin? Shum the data at Sursa, when we speak about a coin, what makes a coin into a coin? The fact that it's minted. And Sarusa Vidal Batla. And a coin can't always be used for, because a coin may lose that engravement and it won't be a coin. So the Rishonim explained why is the fact that Ovid Sarusoi make it something that not qualified to be used for Chalitin. Rashi seems to learn that we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem that the object that has to be used for a chalipin must be a davar masuyan. It has to be a whole thing. And the basis for that is the Torah uses the words sholof ish, the pasuk uses the pasuk sholof ish naloi. Naloi means a whole shoe. And that's why you couldn't use a half a shoe. And therefore Rashi says a coin that doesn't have its mint, when it loses that surah, is not considered davar masuyim anymore. Another shot that the Ritva explains, that when we think of a shoe, we think of something that's going to last. Coins, because the Gemara says, particularly in the time of Chazal, were things that lost their surah. Since they lost the surah, that's why it's not something that last, and it can't be used for Kinyan Chalipin. the Ramban and the Rashba say that you can't use a shtar to make chalipin, because a shtar is not something that has intrinsic value. A shtar just represents what it says on it. And therefore, says they say that a coin is no more than a shtar. I saw that the Mefarshim teach us that my Tama, we just learned, the man the Omer, Eimat Bein Nasa Chalipim, Mishum the Data at Surta, the Tsurasa Avida del Batla. What we learn from here is that every one of us is made up of two parts. We're made up of a guf and a neshama. And the lesson of this Gemara is that the tzurta, the guf, the gashmius of the person, avida labatla, that won't be here forever. Only the neshama remains forever. The Gemara says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu the mitzvah of giving the machzis a shekel, Moshe Rabbeinu had a very hard time understanding that mitzvah. And because Moshe Rabbeinu had such a hard time understanding, that mitzvah, the Gemara says, the Medrash says, that Moshe Rabbeinu was sown a matbeya shalesh. And of course, it's difficult to understand. Why would you have a hard time understanding a coin, giving a coin? So what Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand was, Rabbi Nechemya Karnitzer was the Rav of Krakow, says this pshat. What Moshe Rabbeinu had a difficult time accepting and understanding is that how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us to use a coin to do a mitzvah? Isn't a coin something that is, as the Gemara says, not here forever? The bottle tzurasa, it's not here forever. And therefore, why should that be the way that we fulfill a mitzvah? So says the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him a matbeya shalesh. What does a matbeya shalesh represent? A matbeya shalesh represents something that comes mitachas kisei hakavod. Something that you could take, something which is a coin, which as we're learning in our Gemara, is something that doesn't last forever, but you can make it last forever. How could you make it last forever? When you use it for a mitzvah. So we had now a machloikis. If you could use a coin to make chalipin. Ask the Gemara. Tanah, we learned in our Mishnah, Hazav koines kesef. Says the Gemara, my love, what type of kinyan, presumably, is our Mishnah referring to? A kinyan chalipin. So says the Gemara, isn't this a proof? Shmami no, matbeya nasa chalipin. Says Maloy, we're talking about domim, that the person gives the coin, and the question is, one thing is the coin, and one thing is the commodity, and you have to do the kinyan on the commodity, and then I'll owe you the money. Says the Gemara, Ihochi, if that's what the Mishnah means to say, Hazov koines akesef. What does the Mishnah says that the Zov koines akesef? The right wording should be, Mechai mi boile, that if you're buying gold from me, as soon as you do the Mashiach on the gold, you are now, so that's considered an act of kinyan on the gold. Since it's considered an act of kinyan of the gold, now, Mechayiv, you owe me money for that gold. So says Gemara, Tani, indeed, this mandam is going to say that the proper wording of our Mishnah should be Azab Mechayiv. Hachinami Mestabra, that the Mishnah doesn't mean Chalipin. The Midik Tani Seifim, because says the Gemara, let's continue learning the Mishnah. Mishnah says, a kesef ein koines azov. Yam b'shlom b'damim. If we're saying that our Mishnah is speaking about one, is, as we keep on repeating, one object is the commodity and one object is the currency. Hanedem rinan, we understand the Mishnah very well. The hava is considered payer. The gold is considered the commodity. Kasper tiva is considered the currency. And the Mishnah is teaching us the tiva payer loikoni. If you give the currency, that's not considered a full-fledged act of kinyan on the commodity. And that's what the Mishnah is coming to teach us. Eli Amrit b'chalipin, if we're saying that the Mishnah is speaking about chalipin, and the Mishnah is teaching us that you could use a silver coin or a gold coin for chalipin, so then what's the difference if you gave the silver or you gave the coin? Tavayu likna adadi, if a coin is a legitimate way of creating a chalipin. void. And I'll bring you another raya, says the Gemara, that our Mishnah is not speaking about chinyan chalipin. The Tanya kesef ena koina says of. Ketzad, what does that mean? Machaloi esim chamishim dinar shel kesef. I said I'm going to give you 25 silver coins, but dinar shel zav, and you're going to give me one gold coin. Api shemashach es a kesef, even though you did meshicha on the kesef, loy kana, there is no full-fledged kinyan, at sheyimcha shaych es a zav, until the person who's getting the gold does meshicha on the gold. Yam b'shlamim b'damim, if we're going to say that our Mishnah is speaking about a kinyan, regular kinyan, meshim hachi loy kani, because you have to give the commodity, as we're going to be discussing very extensively in our shiurim, not give the money. Eli amrit chalipin, if we're saying that the kinyan of our Mishnah is a kinyan chalipin, so what's the difference if you gave the silver, the coin, or the gold? We have here kinyan chalipin that should be effective. Elamai says the Gemara, what must we be saying? That our Mishnah is talking about bedomim. Yehachi asked the Gemara, emereisha. Let's learn a braisa. The braisa says, a zav koinus a kesef ketzet. As soon as I do Mashiach on the Zav, so it says the Gemara, so what does Chalipin accomplish? That as soon as the Kinyan Chalipin happens, whatever that means, whatever the Meicher is giving the Koiner, whatever the Koiner is giving the Meicher, is now exchanged. Hanadiktani, so we can understand the wording of the Braisa that says, Nikna Kesa Bekamakam Shehu. Eliam Bedamim, Hay Nikna Kesa Bekamakam Shehu. I'm not buying the currency. I owe you the currency if I bought from you a commodity. So Nechayv Gavrim Ebailei. Says the Gemara, that's not a proof. Loila Bedamim. The case of our Mishnah and the case of the Braisa, which mirrors the case of the Mishnah, is talking about Domim. Omai, what was meant with the words in the Braisa, Abacham Mokim Shehu, Kamai Shehu, that you have to give the Kesef as it is. Karamalei, Yamalei, Mi'arneke Chadoshi Yavnilach, I'm going to give you the money I owe you from this wallet. Le'matsu Yavle Ma'arke Yishana. I can't give him different money. Afagav that difiminayu, even though maybe that money in that other wallet is actually a better grade of money. My tama, why? Maybe he wants, isn't that better money that he should accept? I want to have this money for a long time. And the money in the new wallet, in this wallet, is new money. The money in the other wallet is old money. And money in the time of Chazal was very different than money that we think about in our times. In our time, a dollar bill is a dollar bill. It doesn't make a difference if it's a new dollar bill or old dollar bill. In their time, money was measured by its intrinsic value. Since money was measured by intrinsic value, if I want to use the money immediately, then old money is good. Old money may even be better. If I want to, however, put away the money, that new money is better. And therefore, even though we're doing a kinyan domim, and all I do is I owe you money, I still may prefer to give the new money if I want the new money, you have to fulfill that stipulation.